Prestige Jayco pre-game interview.
We're lucky enough to be joined on the line for Prestige Jayco by a man who's been at the centre of the revival of the Brisbane Lions Football Club over the last couple of years. I do speak of their football manager in David Noble, who's been good enough to join us on K-Rock Footy. David, Tom King, Ben Casanilia and Mark Neild in the K-Rock Hub. Good to be talking to you. A massive week of footy news. We thought the biggest story was that the Gabba would host the grand final, and that's been trumped by the Tigers this afternoon.
Yes, well, we can always go back and talk about the Gabba getting the grand final, if you like. But, yeah, thanks, guys. Pleasure to join you.
We are going to talk about that. We'll deal with Richmond a little bit later. But in terms of your football club and, I suppose, Queensland football in general, how big a boost is this for the Code of Australian Rules football in the state of Queensland?
Oh, look, it's significant, guys. We know that we've been trying to build a game in the northern states, over the last probably 15 to 20 years. And the capacity for us to, I think, have an influx in the next 5 to 10 years. We saw the effect that the Olympics had in Sydney back in 2000, and then the spike in track and field numbers in the next, you know, sort of 10 years, where junior talent, you know, aspire to do what Cathy Freeman did. And we've got a chance to do the exact same thing here. And I just think it's hugely exciting for our code.
Does it put the pressure back on you a little bit that now you've been not given a shoehorn into a premiership, but this has added to the ability for Brisbane to break that 17-year premiership drought, that you'll, you know, potentially get to play some finals at the Gabba and potentially all going to plan a grand final?
Oh, look, we can absolutely understand the narrative around it. There's no doubt that it, you know, we could easily have that sense, but, you know, sports littered with historical home ground advantages that don't tend to come to fruition. So we know we've got a lot of work in front of us to get, you know, the job done. And if it was lucky enough to be able to change in our own, you know, change rooms and run out on the ground in a final or a grand final would be pretty super special.
David, thanks for joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great to have you on. I've really enjoyed watching the emergence of the Brisbane Lions to the pointy end of the table. And you've got some great players to watch, and you've recruited really, really well and drafted really well. One bloke who you didn't recruit or draft is playing for the opposition tonight, and it's the obvious question. Your son is the first time he's played against the Lions. Oh, is that correct?
It is, yeah. We thought we might have hooked up in the finals last year, but no, there's been some radio silence in the last 24 hours.
So what, do you watch the game from in the box, or what will you be doing tonight?
I'll try to. I normally sit in the coach's box, and I guess I'm just there to do a bit of quality control, look at some of the stats and feed that into the coaches. I tend to push all the messages down from the assistant coaches, calling the players onto the phone, feeding information back up from the medical side of things. So, but yeah, it might be a bit tricky tonight. Hopefully I don't lose my train of thought.
What would happen if John kicks a goal from the run from 55 post-high? Will you be able to smile, or will it be one of the most awkward moments in your football career?
As long as the cameras aren't on me, I'll probably give a little punch under the desk. I'd be very pleased.
You must be immensely proud of him, obviously. I mean, a mature-age player, and he's found his way into a pretty strong team that's very well drilled. I know you don't like speaking about the opposition, but you must be immensely proud of the niche he's slowly carving out at AFL footy. Tonight's his 18th game.
Yeah, look, he's our whole family's, you know, massively impressed with what he's been able to do in a short period of time, and, you know, sort of play with West Adelaide 1 week and then, you know, be transported down to Collingwood, you know, the very next. It was an unusual set of circumstances, the mid-year draft, and, you know, he's worked his backside off to get his opportunity, and he continues to do that, and we're certainly, yeah, very proud of what he's achieving.
G'day, David. Mark Neild here. Good luck this evening. I just want to retouch on the first question we asked you. It was around the grand final going to Brisbane, and what your state has done, well, your adopted state has done for footy this year has been enormous. Now, yeah. With what's happening, have you noticed in the general community, you know, more talk, more things that are around about AFL footy? Do you think it's had that impact already?
Yeah, we do, Mark. It's a really good point, because that we've got the direct approach, you know, through our academy. Each of the northern states have got an academy, but our Brisbane Lions Academy You know, is sort of a direct contact for that junior talent coming through. But I think that indirect discussion at local level, I mean, we can't quite get our guys out and about at the moment like we'd normally do with the COVID restrictions. But, yeah, there's definitely that sentiment coming back about the discussion, the impact that, you know, AFL is here, the exposure that it's had with lots of teams up. Now we've got the grand final. So you're right, it is capturing more discussion on a regular basis, particularly at community level.
And that's fantastic to hear. And I'm sure, you know, you're someone who looks at footy as a whole code. And I just think that's, you know, that's outstanding. I've got a couple for you. We do have to ask, every now and then we try and throw a curly one at you, and apologies in advance, we're going to ask it anyway. Now, so when we have a look at the team this morning and we read the team, sometimes there is an initial focus on, you know, a negative rather than a positive. We hear a lot down here and read a lot about the development of Alex Witherden, that he's a highly talented player. He comes into the side. He appears from the outside world, and I'm clearly, you know, what is external perception versus internal reality doesn't always match up. But are you able to comment on where you see Alex at the moment?
Yeah, he's still a really important part of that defensive unit. You know, we've got Virgil that's come in and sort of put pressure on that position. Noah Ainsworth, you know, sort of found his feet again and been able to grab a position back. Slightly different player, a little bit quicker, plays on the smaller forwards. And then you've got, you know, Daniel Rich. Ryan Lester's probably taken the third tall. And so he's probably competing with Daniel and Birch in regards to that release and kick player. So from that side of things, I think that's what he's, you know, in competition with. And selection this week was to bring Daniel back in, who's been in really good form. And unfortunately, you know, Alex misses out.
Yeah, thank you for that. Thank you for being honest and giving us that insight. That's terrific. My final one is around the coaching structure on game day. We obviously see the footage here in our K-Rock hub, and Fags, you know, coaches from the bench most of the time, if not all the time, and seems to have that, you know, an unbelievable relationship with the players. Now, if we often talk about coach, everyone does it differently. So with Fags sitting on the bench, who are and what is the structure of the coaches that sit up in the box, and how do they communicate with him? And all, can you give us a quick summary of that, please?
Yeah, it's an interesting structure. We've been with it now a couple of years. I mean, Fakes was up there and then came down for a period of time. And initially it was for a young group. You know, Mark felt that he could get a better connection with guys on the bench as they were coming on and off. And it's probably just continued to grow, where he still feels he can get a feel for the game live on the deck. And he's directly communicating with Denny Daly, our key strategist. So he and Fags work hand in hand. And then the other four coaches, we've got two mids, a backs and a forwards. They tend to operate within their own little group and discuss things. And then they have direct calls onto the bench to the players. So that's predominantly how it works. I think it's been exceptional in the sense that it allows your line coaches to actually coach, make calls, have that direct contact, which I'm sure most clubs do, but in this sense, without the senior coach there at times overriding some of those discussions, it's allowed free and open discussion to properly flow in our box.
David, I want to ask you about your latest debutant, Tom Fullerton, last week and this week, I hope I pronounce it right, Kadeen Coleman.
Yep, that's the one. Yep.
Kadeen's come through your program in a way from Morningside, but spent a year in the NEAFL with your boys.
Yeah, both guys have. I mean, Tom came in early, was an All-Australian at under 15 level, then was talented enough to go to basketball, went to the AIS, and when I first got here, we chased him again and went back and had a look at some old vision, and we were able to secure him. So he's done really well to change codes, but he's played, you know, footy as a junior. Kadeen came from Northern Territory. His mum moved down, wanted to give their family, you know, an opportunity down here. He missed out as an 18-year-old after the national championships in our academy, and we asked him to stay and play in our NEAFL last year as a top-up, a 19-year-old player, and a little bit of touch and go. He was a bit disappointed not getting there, but he ended up getting in the NEAFL team of the year, played every game. And we had no hesitation when we got to the point of taking him and matching him that, he's a special talent, left footer, very clean, sharp, and quite evasive. So hopefully he's able to display a few of those sharp talents tonight.
Dave, one last one before we let you go. From afar, watching on, it seems that Chris Fagan's ability to have rapport and build relationships with young men is first class. Is that the reality within the footy club?
It is, guys. I've sort of been on record before as saying I think Fags is the best educator of people and men that I've seen, both, you know, from a playing and a coaching sense. I think the way that he involves, educates, challenges both his players and the care factor that I think he has for them, you know, overall is probably, you know, one of the key stories for why our club is where it is. So he's done a fantastic job.
And he has got one trait, though. We saw it a few weeks ago. The fuffer valve can go every now and then.
Yeah, well, hey, can you guys tell me which coach can't?
Yes.
You know, I reckon they've all got them.
Oh, really? I think they do. Yes. Sometimes it's just a thing. It's a very stressful environment, as you know, David.
Now, David, what's Link McCarthy going to do, considering he's missing a game for the first time since heading north?
Yeah, that wasn't really part of the deal, was it? No, he'll roll around. We've got a non-AFL game with the Pies tomorrow, so we're able to keep him ticking along. So he'll be out there having a run around at about 11:30 tomorrow.
Oh, fantastic. He's a great kid. Well, not a kid anymore. He's a father now. He's been a good friend to K-Rocks over the journey, and we've spoken to him a bit this year as the Lions have continued their rise. It's been a big week for footy in Queensland, and the positive reason, of course, is a grand final at the Gabba, David, and it's a due reward, and I suspect Brisbane have had quite a bit to do with how footy's unfolded this year, and it's a due reward for your football club as well. Congratulations on the season so far, and we wish you the very best of luck tonight.
Good stuff. Thanks, guys. Good call.
Thanks, David.
David Noble joining us there. Brisbane Lions footy manager.
Prestige Jaco pre-game interview.